You never know. Things may happen his way.
The groove they are from Randy Franklin. That means Downtown 305 is now officially broadcasting live to Dublin from central Dublin. We'll be on the air, as Anto said, every night the coming week and for the future. I don't know about the airs, but for the next coming weeks it'll be from 7 till 11 and we'll be on every weekend, of course, as well. And at 7 o'clock tonight we'll have all the latest community news and what's happening around this Dublin. And all the different events, and I won't say too much about that. You can listen in at 7 and hear all the exciting things that are happening. This is the Nolan Sisters and their latest one. One they call Don't Make Waves. Especially for Margaret from Pat. Don't forget, if you're passing the CYMS, to drop in your requests or dedications. We'd be delighted to play them for you.
25 past 6 on Radio Annabelle. That's a memory back to the first official broadcast from Downtown Community Radio Rings End, which recently, or later on rather, get the words right, Row, resurfaced as Dublin Community Radio from Grand Canal Street. As I say, I haven't got a date on that, but offhand, if the memory serves me right, I would put it around sometime in 1980. In fact, I'll do better than that. I'll put it around the time that the Southside radio transmitter was stolen, because SSR were off the air and this lot had to change frequency when Southside radio came back. 25 past 6 in Annabelle, thanks to Peter, who just called us in from Stepaside to say he's listening on the VHF. He's having some problems up there, however, from Radio Nova spurious signals, which he says are all over the band from 88 to 108 all the way up and down. So maybe if somebody's listening out there, perhaps they can do something about that. It's obviously local interference because of his proximity to the transmitter site, but just in case something has gone askew with the aerial system or something, he's having severe difficulty picking up various stations on the bands, and if anybody out at Farnham could do anything for him, he would appreciate it, and so would we. In 66 on Radio Annabelle, Rod Stewart and the Faces, and that's one for them called Shalalalali. We just got a call in actually from Colin, who's listening around the Tala area at the moment. He says he's having the same problems with Radio Nova up in that direction. He's just about the same distance on the other side of the mountain, and he's having problems receiving other stations, Nova, all over the place, so maybe they can do something about it up there. Now, just before I go, one or two little bits and pieces of info to pass on to you, nothing too exciting. Radio Dublin are back on 98.8 MHz. I didn't have the Dave Reddy interview this week because I'm having some severe transport problems. Hopefully I'll get Dave to talk into a microphone for you next week. That's hoping that I can get hold of a front steering system for a Daihatsu Charade. Don't worry about it, I'll sort it out, don't worry. Laser hitting Dublin, told you about that before. Capital are off 1017 kHz medium wave. Dublin Community Radio have a pilot tone back on the air, so the stereo light lights up. But I've had a couple of calls in regarding that, and from what I can see, there's no separation on it at all. And I've checked that out with people in various parts of the city that don't seem to receive a stereo signal from DCR, obviously just a pilot tone. So apart from all that, if anybody wants to be a disc jockey, Radio Annabelle are looking for competent presenters. We've one or two spots in the schedule. And if you drop us a line with the details of your experience and also a 15-minute demonstration tape, we'll see if we can offer you a spot to work on one of Dublin's most progressive radio stations. Doesn't he say that so well? Listen, Billy's up next. I'll see you all again next Sunday. From Gerbro till then, goodbye, good luck, good listening.